Prologue, 1918. We are running through the snow. The moon, lost among the trees, black and skeletal, their branches slash my face. But it's the dog I fear the most. His frantic howls coming closer and closer. My mother grips my small hand so tightly it hurts. Her terror-filled voice keeps saying, "God will protect us. God will protect us." I stumble and fall. The snow is cold and unforgiving. When my mother reaches for me, her face is as rigid as stone. It's then I know she's dead. Chapter 1, November 30th, 1918. On the night my mother died, she took her secrets with her. That's what I thought when I found the photograph and the gold pendant she'd hidden in her dresser drawer. In the photograph, a couple stands side by side, stern and resolute. Behind them, a small house, too many trees to count. My mother wears a plain, checked dress, hair spun into a tight bun low on her neck, neat white bonnet on her head. The pendant around her neck clashes with her severe clothes. The man wears a white shirt, dark trousers, and looks a little like me. Same pale skin and wide-set eyes. I hold his hand and rest my head against his arm. My loose frock looks too big on my small frame. I'm 3, maybe 4 years old. On the back of the photograph, written in an exuberant hand, are a time and a place I don't remember. Harmony, Michigan, 1894, Mary, John, and Anna. Am I Mary or am I Anna? Neither name conjures a memory. And who is this man I seem so close to? Surely not my father. My mother had told me my father's name was Paul Lester, that he'd died in a factory accident in Chicago before I was born. There'd been no photographs of him, no likeness to compare myself to, no photographs of any family for that matter. The man must be my mother's second husband. That's what I told myself. But my mother never spoke of a second husband. I could fathom no reason for her secrecy, and I loved her too much to be angry. But I was sad and confused. Adding to my confusion was one line near the bottom of the photograph, so small it's almost illegible. Our last happy day together before they took John from us. What happened to this man, and who were the they who took him from us? For months after my mother's death, those questions plagued me, as did the nightmare. Always the same, a cloudless, snowy night, my mother and I running through the woods, her frightened voice saying, "God will protect us." The nightmare so real I was beginning to think it might be a memory. Then the unexpected happened. When I saw the help wanted ad, I had to answer it. Was it fate? The ad had been terse. Needed. Nurse and companion. Above going wage. 3 months guaranteed. All travel expenses paid. Write to Mr. William Theory, Ravenwood Manor, New Harmony, Michigan. New Harmony, not Harmony, but it was the same place. I had to apply. It was as if my mother was speaking to me, telling me to go there and find out about her past. William Theory's letter offering me the position had been as terse as his ad. Take the ferry boat from Charlevoix to New Harmony. Go to the Carp. It's across from the boat dock. Matthew will fetch you. He'd written in his precise hand, no last name, no description, just Matthew. The sudden lurch of the ferry broke into my thoughts. I picked up my pen, opened my journal, and began to write. My name is Nellie Lester. I'm 28 years old. I write this aboard the Mercy as it crosses the turbulent lake. It's the 30th of November, 1918. The Great War has ended, but the Spanish flu rages on. I've left everything behind. My nursing position on the contagion ward, the Taylor Street apartment where my mother died, and a failed love affair.